This is the Business Pros Radio Show with Paul Tilby on Talk Radio, AM 640.
Good morning. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm Danny Longo. I'm here with Paul Tilby, the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. Paul, we got a great show planned today, don't we?
We do, and it's interesting because I feel like I was just here and it was only like 7 days ago and I'm back again and I really enjoy doing the show. If you're tuned in this morning, whether you're in the car or listening over a cup of coffee, we appreciate your participation and interest. We are going to talk about three main things. We usually try to hit the big three. The first one is I attended an event recently called TELUS Pitch. So TELUS hosted this kind of a Dragon's Den activity where they had 3,000 people from across Canada pitch their business ideas in exchange for $100,000 in capital investment. So I'm going to talk about that and my experience there. The second thing is we're going to talk to one of our customers this morning. It's in a very interesting position that they're in. They're kind of in between the scope of project and our implementation, and we're just about to launch. So we're going to kind of hear what their expectations are. It's an interesting thing because sometimes a lot of times we talk about results and the things that we've created from our clients, but this was an interesting client, and I want to get their perspective on their experience with us so far, how quick it's been, the types of things that they've learned, how did they come to decide on using us as a company, I haven't even talked to him, so I didn't even know what he's going to say.
Oh, hope it's good.
He just said, can I come on the radio show and talk about my experience? I'm like, yeah.
Cool.
As long as it's good, which it usually is. And, you know how it is.
Yes.
Number three is we're going to talk about what we call customer unmet expectations. So just as a segue from talking to this particular client of ours, we're going to talk about how we helped another company solve some what we call scope creep or unmet expectations, where the client thinks they're getting one thing, and during the process of servicing that client, they're expecting something else entirely. And so how that affects a business and what kinds of things can you do to solve that?
Perfect. Sounds like fun.
Okay.
Wow, let's get started.
Sure. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was TELUS Pitch.
Right, yeah.
So what it is if you've ever watched Dragon's Den, they took, and it's being sponsored obviously by TELUS, which is a large phone provider or telecommunications provider. And they do many things apparently. I learned quite a lot about TELUS, by the way. And so they had it at their TELUS building downtown Toronto on York Street. And they have actually a wonderful, beautiful live stream studio. I couldn't believe it. It's actually nicer than mine, which was... I think they have a little bit bigger budget, but
little, yeah.
So I go to this event. I get invited, by the way, by TELUS, and they were very insistent on me coming. I'm not exactly sure why that is, but anyway. So Nancy and I picked up early from work. We went down there, got there around 5 o'clock. It's right across from the Air Canada Centre.
Okay.
And we parked underground and went up, and they had a beautiful, you know, space and cocktail party and everything. And I'm sitting there at the cocktail party just about for the event to start. So what it is the three of the finalists are about to pitch their ideas to a panel of judges.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Judges including Arlene Dickinson from Dragon's Den, Bruce Poontip, some people from TELUS, and a bunch of other people. And I think there were six judges or seven judges in total. But I'm sitting there at the cocktail party, and I'm not much of a networker, to be completely honest with you. I'm not the, you know, what we call the hit and run networker. You know, meet as many people as you can, grab as many business cards, whatever. I just kind of sit in one place and I visualize the most important person coming and sitting with me. So I'm sitting there, and this young man, very nice young man, sits down beside me, and I said, "Hi, my name is Paul Tilby. How are you?" And he goes, "This is my name." And I go, "Well, why are you here?" He goes, "Well, we're one of the finalists."
Oh, very cool.
So I said, "So, you know, what is your business?" And he said, "We're called Immersive, and we make a device, a wearable for blind people to keep them safe from oncoming objects."
Wow.
You know how they walk around with the cane and they keep things on the ground? Well, they can't really do that for their head. So if they're hitting a tree limb or a whatever, so this device is actually going to help them navigate
those things. Sounds like a great
idea. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to talk about my conversation with him, which I found very interesting. And then what happened, who were the other finalists and what happened during the competition?
Perfect. All right. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour. It's Paul Tobey here with you. He's the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. Head to the website, trainingbusinesspros.com, or give them a call, 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. Welcome back. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey, the president, CEO of Training Business Pros. Paul, you're talking about your TELUS experience, and you were just letting us know before the break about one of the finalists that you were speaking to.
Yeah, so the event was just the other night called TELUS Pitch. There were three finalists from across Canada. Mm-hmm. And like I said, the young man sits down beside me before the cocktail party, and I find out he's one of the finalists. I ask him what his business is, and his business is a wearable for blind people to keep them safe from oncoming objects that are higher than your waistline, tree limbs, stop signs, you know, all the things that you can kind of run into. And it was and they were one of the finalists, and actually their business is working well. They've sold a lot of these things. They're actually in, I think, what they said, 16 countries already.
Wow, all right.
And I asked him who was going to win, and he goes, "We are."
Of course.
And I go, "Well, how do you know that?" He goes, "Well, it's just good to be confident." And I said, "You know, that's a good, clear expectation and outcome." The other two, one made a clip-on amplifier and built-in sort of pedal device for an electric guitar. So I imagine, like, for buskers, you don't need anymore. You don't need to carry your amplifier around anymore. It just kind of clips onto your guitar. And it sounded really great, by the way. So that was awesome. And then the other one was an app where grocery stores throw away $3,000 to $6,000 worth of
waste
every day. This app helps them sell that off to a subscriber base, and basically you buy it with your PayPal account and run to the store and pick it up.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. So it saves quite a lot. But all three businesses were up and running, and the winner gets $100,000.
Wow.
So the judges and I heard their final pitches, which were approximately 3 to 6 minutes long, I think. And they retired to kind of figure out who wins.
Deliberate,
they came back, and sure enough, the immersive guys with the wearable device won. But that's an interesting thing, because I can tell you that entrepreneurship and business ideas are alive and well in Canada. We're great at innovation. We have great ideas. It was nice of TELUS, obviously, to sponsor this event. I learned a lot about sort of the startup community. And what I did realize is I think their number one challenge is going to be marketing and sales.
Yeah.
So I actually started a conversation with the immersive people to kind of help them, because they're about to hire a salesperson and they need a CRM. And you know us, we're like leaders in Infusionsoft CRM in Canada. So I've started a conversation with them. We'll see where it goes. But the other thing that happened is they gave away some prizes. And there was a prize for the most active and best tweeter person on Twitter.
Event. Okay.
And so I won.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's like, and apparently a lot of the people there knew me, because they're like, "Oh, Paul Tobey won." And they're clapping and whatever. And I'm like, so here's what I won. I won two platinum seat tickets for the Leafs game on the 25th. And I looked at the face value of these things. It's like $450 a ticket with you know, tax included, which is kind of why all the platinum seats are always empty.
Yep.
If you ever go to a Leafs game and you see all those seats in front, nobody's sitting in them. I'll be sitting in one of them.
Yeah.
Plus, I get to go to the Platinum Lounge, so I booked a table there.
Oh,
which
very
is,
cool.
You can only do that when you have platinum tickets. So all the things you learn at a TELUS event. So that was kind of neat. Anyway, people are saying, what's this got to do with the Business Pros Radio Show? It has everything to do with it, because events like that seek out business startups and help business create ideas get out into the marketplace. So the winner not only gets $100,000 to spend in whatever way they see fit, but they also get national exposure.
Right. Yeah,
so that's
sure.
A really good thing. They've already, apparently the Canadian National Institute for the Blind is the winner's sponsor.
Oh.
They're already doing business with them. So they're the official distributor in Canada, apparently, for this wearable. So they're off to a great start. So it's nice to see that happening. And Immersive, if you're listening to the show, and I've invited you to, I want your business. So come to me because I know exactly how I can help you.
All right. Oh, so I'm curious, what were you tweeting about that won you these tickets?
We were just tweeting questions.
Okay.
Using Suggestology.
Just
being,
nice.
Making people curious.
Just being yourself.
Just being myself.
Yeah. All right. So you have we're going to have one of your clients give us a call after the break?
Well, he's going to call in during the break.
Okay.
We're going to call him.
Yeah.
And he's standing by. I don't know how this conversation is going to go, so I haven't even spoke to him. And I know that he's standing by, and we're going to talk about his experience so far as a client of ours,
mm-hmm.
and what that's been like and what he's learned, and we'll see.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Okay, it's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Head to trainingbusinesspros.com. Get all kinds of information about what Paul Tobey and his company and his team does, and we're going to talk to someone after the break about exactly what they do for small businesses. Give them a call, 416-444-7767. It's the Business Bros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. Welcome back. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey, the president and CEO of Training Business Pros. Paul, we got an important guest coming up, don't we?
We do. His name is Sean McIntosh. He's been a recent client of ours. He came in, did some training, and then did a deep dive with their company, which is our full service digital agency thing where we build out their website, build out their CRM background, mm-hmm. Back end. And he's standing by on the line. Sean, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Good. You're calling in from?
From Guelph, Ontario.
Excellent. So you and I haven't actually spoke about this, and I wanted to bring you on the show just as a kind of a unique perspective. We often talk about clients that we do digital marketing implementation for after the fact that the site has been launched and everything is running and Google AdWords is working. You're kind of in the middle of all of that. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience so far? How did your company come to do? I think at first you started with training and then you moved into the implementation. So can you tell us a little about your experience so far?
Yeah, sure. I think what we understood looking at our organization was that we had some serious gaps in terms of how we went to market, in terms of, you know, using the internet to drive business. And so by that time, we were also using an automated marketing tool called Infusionsoft, which you folks specialize in as well. So we did some training to become more effective at using that. But then through the course of that training, we were introduced to the kind of the digital marketing aspect of your organization. And that really intrigued us because that's something we were very aware that we simply just were not doing well. And we didn't understand. We're very good at what our core function is, but that's which is, you know, software licensing and helping folks drive savings. But as far as, you know, Google AdWords, having a good web presence, things like that, that was kind of beyond us, kind of dark magic that we weren't sure how to do. And we knew we were doing stuff, and we knew we weren't doing it well.
And as always with our clients, when we end up working together, and it was, you remember, you came in with your whole team, and our team meets your team on our turf. One of the very first things we do is we talk about your inside advantage. Can you tell us from your perspective what that meant to you?
Well, I think like most organizations, I mean, we think we're the best at what we do, and but it's hard to encapsulate that because we all have competitors no matter what industry we're in. And to really figure out what we do that's unique in the marketplace, and that's something I think almost every organization kind of has to do, that navel-gazing exercise. And you have to ask yourself some very difficult questions and really look hard at what it is that makes you unique. And I think, you know, working through kind of a facilitated workshop like that really opened our eyes to what it is that we do that's unique, and, you know, frankly, how we can go to market and kind of get that message across to people in a manner that's, I would say, succinct and relevant to our audience.
And we're about to launch your new website. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to our audience, our loyal listeners, and by the way, thank you for tuning in, your Inside Advantage, which took us a couple of hours, almost 3 hours, to kind of work through the process. I'm going to read it for people because the goal of this statement, it intended 12 words, it's supposed to enroll and engage your targeted audience in one sentence and let them know what's unique or uncommon about what you do. So I'm going to read it. It says, and if you went to method180.com when the site's about to launch, which is very soon, so if it hasn't launched, this week, you can find it very soon. But it says this: we leverage our expertise to simplify software asset management and make licensing more cost-effective. And it took us quite a while to come up with that. And I appreciated your team's feedback, but I think that kind of says it all. Can you tell us a little bit more about your company and why that's important to you?
Yeah. No, I just to kind of echo what you said, I agree that that sums up what we do. And really what the organization does is myself and my partner, we worked at major software vendors, and we have some expertise. And most software vendors are very, very good at selling folks software licenses. What they aren't good at is actually telling them how to administer. And it's one thing when you're a small organization, but when you're a large organization, it gets very, very complicated. And all the major software vendors are now viewing software audits as a way to drive revenue. We work with organizations, you know, from, let's call it 1,500 employees all the way up to, you know, the Fortune 500 organizations that have hundreds of thousands of employees. And they can be hit with unbudgeted fines in the millions of dollars. And what we do is we help them make sense of that, understand what their rights are, and kind of look at the software licensing and show them what they really need to pay. We're all about software compliance, and we help people understand it. I'll put it this way. It's probably just as the work that you do in the digital marketing space was kind of, you know, a dark science to us, this is probably the same thing for most people. For most people, it's probably about as easy as understanding your cell phone contract.
Right. Thank you. I mean, we're going to talk more about this after the break, but I just wanted to mention that the day after you came in with your company, you came in for a couple of days, the very next day, I sat down with a gentleman who's the president of a club, and I've asked to be the marketing lead the marketing committee and be on the board of directors, and he actually just went through a Microsoft audit. So we're going to talk about the whole audit process, which is what you help companies do. Right after the break. Thank you, Sean McIntosh from Method 180, for joining us. Over to you, Danny.
Yeah, we're going to be right back. We'll talk more about Method 180 and software licensing. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. Welcome back to the Business Pros Radio Hour here on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm here with Paul Toby, and we have Sean McIntosh on the line.
Yeah, Sean's from a company called Method 180, who we just worked out their Inside Advantage in a deep dive. We created their website, built their entire Infusionsoft backend, and we did it in a couple of days. Can you tell us, Sean, what that process was for you? Were you surprised that we could do it so quickly? What was the process for you in your mind?
Well, I think we were surprised it could be done so quickly, but I think one of the things we really took away from, we loved, was the really, truly collaborative aspect of it. And what we liked was, you know, you facilitated and you had all of your, you know, subject matter experts in the room working in real time on things, and, you know, you're tasking us with things. But we just love the way, you know, looking at it, how you put people on the clock, even our own people, to kind of come up with something, do something. We actually, you know, to get a deliverable back and move it forward, it was really an effective use of time. And to the point where we're actually looking at going, hey, that's something we need to implement internally just for some of our own internal processes, because it drives a sense of urgency to kind of get, frankly, all the people whose input you need in one room and get their input on paper, on digital form, in a very quick manner. It was great.
I remember your company leader, Mike Austin, saying in the middle, he said to your team and me at the same time, he said, you know, this is what we do. This is a forum that we need to work on in our implementation processes.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as I kind of mentioned previously, you know, what we do is just as confusing to people probably as some of the stuff that you do. But it's, when you kind of peel it back and are doing it in real time, and you have, frankly, all the experts at the organization, at your client's organization, in one room, you can just ask questions and get things done and move on as opposed to waiting for people to respond. You have their full attention on both sides. I mean, it was great. It really, frankly, that sped things up as opposed to traditionally you're kind of waiting for someone to get back to you. And I'm sure you would experience this if you did it in a traditional way, but it was really a good use of time. And, you know, got everybody, you know, all the subject matter experts got the information they needed right there and then. And, you know, frankly, we're seeing the results of that now.
Mm-hmm. And we're just about to launch your site. I think it looks great. We're still making some final changes in terms of web forms, making sure that people can interact with the website. We're checking every link. We're checking every 301 redirect from old to new. We're making sure that we check off on every system. We actually have, and you don't really know that this is going on because this happens kind of after the fact when you leave the room, is we have this whole onboarding questionnaire, and there's about 200 line items that we have to check off in terms of quality control. So that's all happening now, and I think the site looks great. I'm really excited to see how it pans out over the next few weeks, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it as time goes on. Is there anything last thing you want to say before we hit the break?
Well, I guess I'll just say this. You know, we are super excited about the site going live, and we're thrilled with the work your team has done with us. And, you know, frankly, if anyone is listening who is finding themselves in a software audit, we'd be happy to help them out. And you can find us, hopefully, on the new website, which will be up at method180.com.
Yeah, and thank you so much for your time, Sean. I did mention that I was speaking to a gentleman who just went through this Microsoft audit. Yeah. And I learned actually a lot about Sean's company during that couple of days, because I really dive in and I really want to know what they do and how they do it and what makes them uncommon and what's their systems and processes. And I found out that one of the things they do is, imagine you're a company, and this gentleman I was talking to the day after actually is the CIO, which is their target market, right? This is the guy that makes the decisions on software licensing. Or the procurement officer. These are things I learned. Mm-hmm. And he's actually the CIO of a $2 billion company.
Oh, wow.
And imagine you're a $2 billion company and you have like 25,000 employees. And I admit that might be too many. I don't remember how many he had. But imagine every single one of those people have Microsoft Windows. So that's a license they have to purchase from Microsoft for every single person. So what Sean's company does, Method 180, is they actually work on the licensing part where they don't overpay or don't underpay, mm-hmm. or when they go through this audit, because Microsoft said, well, you bought 21,000 licenses, but you haven't installed on 23,000 computers. You owe us $2,000 worth of licensing, or 2,000 computers worth of licensing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's what his company does. I learned a lot about it, and the new website kind of reflects that big time. And we're really, really looking forward to the launch in the next week or so.
Perfect. Yeah, so check that out, method180.com, and head to trainingbusinesspros.com to find out everything that they're about. Give them a call, 416-444-7767. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. Back on Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey, and we just talked to one of your clients, which was great, the method180.com, and now we're going to talk about unmet client expectations. Is that right?
It is, and the reason why I want to talk about this is just after we spoke with that client, mm-hmm. and his experience with us, which was, I hate to say it, great.
Glowing.
he had a glowing experience, and that's wonderful, and we love that, but it's not always like that. You sometimes get difficult clients, and I'm sure this happens for every service company out there, just like Sean's company, where they're working with CIOs and procurement officers. Mm-hmm. How does that go, and what happens when a client feels like they're underserviced? So this is a common problem for companies, and yes, we often talk about digital marketing, which is our main core business, and how we help companies build leads and create sales. But the issue is not always that. For example, let's say you do a great job of marketing and you get yourself a client. It doesn't really matter what targeted market you're in or what your niche market is. oftentimes you sell something because you need the revenue, and that client turns on you mm-hmm. during the process of delivering your services. That's what we call a client who is unhappy because they had an expectation of something in their head, and that, for whatever reason, wasn't met. And so we ran into this very recently with one of a company called Yellow and Green Construction.
Okay.
And I'm sure if you're sitting there thinking, have I ever hired a renovation company mm-hmm. to get a new bathroom or a kitchen or a design build? And during that process, my wife and I get divorced kind of thing because it's horrible to live under renovation yeah. and you're working with the company and there's cost overruns and what they call and what I call scope creep. Scope creep. It's scope of project during the entire scope, this expectation of something else comes in. So in the middle of a bathroom renovation, the client goes, oh, I really like, you know, everything else looks great. I didn't really want to change the floor because I wanted to save money. Mm-hmm. Now I want to change the floor. Just do it for me.
Yeah, well, but that's going to cost a little
yeah,
more.
Well, yeah, well, they don't really know that, yeah. and they don't think that that's a normal thing. They right. think, oh, well, they're going to renovate the bathroom. They'll just do whatever I want.
It's all part of the cost.
It's all yeah. part of the cost, and this is where communication breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a big problem for this construction company. And so how do we solve that? Well, we solved it the same way that we solve our scope creep with our clients. And so what we had them do, and this took us about a half a day to do, we thought about what are the 20 to 30 to 40 things that the client needs to know up front in order to execute the contract to the best of our ability and keep scope creep from happening.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you think about bathroom renovations, how do we handle the guarantee on things we don't provide? Like, we don't make sinks. Who provides the warranty on the sink?
Okay.
Who is the emergency contact information? When will our team show up in the morning? When will they be leaving? How do we handle cleanup?
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle all of these things that we do in a normal course of business to indoctrinate the client on our processes, our systems?
Okay.
How do we work?
Mm-hmm.
They had never done this before. So what we did was we created a binder full of systems and processes and indoctrination, and we had the company owner do this with the very first client this past week, and he came in the day after to tell us how it went. So what he does is he sits down with the clients. It took an hour and a half, but if
right.
you think about that in terms of the scope of a house renovation, an hour and a half is nothing.
It takes weeks.
And it's not
right.
the entire team. It's
mm-hmm.
just the company owner. He sat down with them with the binder, went through the 20, I think it was 22 items that we had discussed, and wrote out and said to the client, this is how we handle this particular situation, such as a change order. Let's say you want a new set of taps in the middle of the renovation.
Mm-hmm.
How do we handle change orders? You can't just go to my team and say, please put in new sinks or please put in new taps.
Right.
You have to go through this process. Are we in agreement? Sign that specific area of
yeah.
indoctrination. And so it took him a whole hour and a half. And the feedback was this. A lot of questions that normally come up through the course of doing the renovation came up during the indoctrination meeting. So he's handling all of the questions and objections as they're going through each line item. He had them
right.
sign off one by one. And absolutely, the client was thrilled. The company owner was thrilled because now there's a clear system and process in place to handle every potential challenge,
yeah.
problem, connection, communication, all of those things. This
yeah.
is our indoctrination. This is how we work with clients.
You know exactly what the expectations are. They're all on the table,
right.
like, literally.
So if a client comes during the thing, well, I didn't expect that to happen, you open up the indoctrination. Well, you signed this thing that said you were very clear
yeah.
on what a change order meant and mm-hmm. how we handle that.
That's
yeah.
a smart
interesting,
process.
Right?
Yeah.
So a lot of clients think, oh, they just do digital marketing. No, we actually help companies with systems and processes, marketing, sales, fulfillment, human resources, finance. We help and consult with companies all the time on these very common business challenges.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's not you're not just going to redesign a website. You're going to help a company improve itself in a lot of other ways.
And potentially what we find, the most underrepresented and most underutilized system in a company is the concept of fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
How do we live up to and fulfill on our promises so that that client goes away happy and then becomes a walking billboard and testimonial to how great your company is.
Recommends you
That's
to other people,
a highly underestimated area of business that most companies, they sell something and then they just forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, we sold you, we're done, off into the sunset we go.
Yeah, let's get
And that's
else.
Just not the way to do it.
Yeah.
So,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, it's the Business Pros Radio Hour. Head to trainingbusinesspros.com. Find out exactly what Paul was just talking about, all the kind of stuff that they can do for your business. And give them a call, 416-444-7767. We'll be back on the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio AM 640. Welcome back. It's the Business Pros Radio Hour on Talk Radio, AM 640. I'm here with Paul Tobey. Paul, it's been a great show so far. We've talked to some clients. We've talked about fulfillment. We've talked about all kinds of stuff.
Well, we're coming to the end. I'm so sad about that.
Yeah.
I can't wait to come back next week with more stuff.
Yeah.
As always, we try to provide as much value as possible to our listeners about the business world and how they can scale up their businesses. So we were talking about TELUS Pitch. If anybody wants more information on that, they can just hashtag TELUS Pitch on Twitter, and there's a whole feed in there. We talked about the customer experience, a recent client that we had brought in and worked with their entire company to build out their new website and systems and process, a company called method180.com. And then we talked about client indoctrination and helping our customers help their customers meet expectations.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we don't want the communication to break down. We want to serve you well, but we also want you to understand our systems and processes.
Right.
So the concept of client indoctrination and the rules of the game. So that helped a construction company. Just to finish off this week, I often neglect talking a lot about what our customers can do or our potential clients can do to get a hold of us and take some action. Because I always want to get as much value out as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I often neglect this. So I'm going to take a little bit of time and give our listeners some choices, because they're saying, well, that some of that sounds intelligent. Some of that matches my business expectations. Some of that doesn't. But what more can they do? How can they help us out? So if you go to trainingbusinesspros.com, I'm going to give you a couple of things. And it's not very hard to do, because as soon as you land on trainingbusinesspros.com, it says, it gives you kind of a couple of options. Scale up with free training or get faster results with PPC. Now, that's not the only things we do, but that's a good start. That's what we like, because a lot of clients, they don't want to just come to the website and hand over $50,000 for a high design build and whatever. They want to sort of get a lower cost in time and money indoctrination, learn how we work, build some trust, that kind of thing. So here's a couple things you can do, both of which are free. So if you hit the scale up with free training button, you can join what we call the Business Heroes Group. So if you don't get enough value out of this radio show, first Friday of every month at 10 a.m., we run an online live stream training course. It's very highly produced, HD facility that we have, very wonderful. And I host this meeting with people from all over the world. So you get to meet online with other businesses. We talk about marketing, sales, fulfillment, all the things that we do at our company. A lot about Infusionsoft, because it's sponsored by Infusionsoft, which is in our world, it's the most successful small business CRM, automated CRM on planet Earth. And we're the leading providers of Infusionsoft in Canada, the leading Infusionsoft certified partner. So it's sponsored by them, but we don't just talk about Infusionsoft. We talk about all things business. So just like we
resource,
do on their show.
Yeah.
So they can go there. They can sign up, become a business hero. The other thing they can do is it says get results fast with PPC. And then there's a couple of choices, because this is a really good starting point for our clients, because a lot of them don't have the kind of traffic they need to create a lot of business.
Mm-hmm.
If they're a service company and they've got a small website, a small business, they want to just find more leads. Well, the quickest way to that is not wait around for free traffic and a bunch of SEO processes. It's just buying traffic.
Yep.
based on a specific set of keywords. And a lot of people think, well, I've tried that before. I wasted a lot of money. That happens all the time. Most of our AdWords clients have wasted tons of money. And then they start with us and then they realize, oh, I was doing a whole bunch of things incorrectly. And I can get definitely better results. And we have a whole portfolio of AdWords clients. And it's a really low cost entry into helping us build landing pages and setting up AdWords and Facebook remarketing. And so what they can do, there's a couple things. Number one is they can estimate the cost of digital marketing. So they click the button, they go, and we actually give them a bunch of questions. Mm-hmm. On, or we give you, the listener, a bunch of questions on a lot of the things that you may not realize you're doing or not doing. Just answer the questions truthfully, and then it'll say, here's how much business you're missing out on every month.
Oh, wow.
Let's first learn that, mm-hmm. and then let's estimate the cost to fix that. The second thing is get a free AdWords assessment. So if you're already with another company and they're doing your AdWords for you, or you're doing it yourself, we'll do a free AdWords assessment and we'll let you know in our experience where the holes are. And if there aren't any, we'll tell you and we'll say, they're doing a great job. Keep going. That never happens.
I was going to say.
That never happens. It hasn't happened one time yet. So there's always opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's always missed opportunity. So you can get a free AdWords assessment. Both of those provide high value for you as a potential client of our company. So it's been great. Danny, thank you so much for your time again this week. It's been fun. I hope our listeners have picked up quite a few things.
As do I, yeah. So give Paul and his team a call. 416-444-7767. That's 444-PROS. And head to trainingbusinesspros.com and find out everything.